Father, we bless you in this place. We thank you for who you are. We bless your holy name. You've been good to us, Lord. May you never change on us. And so we're grateful. We just bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All glory, all honor, all praise, all dominion belong to your name. We are here for you right now, Father, so we just honor you and worship your holy name. Lord, we love you in this house. We love you and we bless you right now in this place. You get all the glory. All the glory is yours in the first place. And so we bless you right now. We thank you right now. Come on, worship with me for a moment. Father, we honor you. We adore you. We thank you. We give you all the praise. Oh, we surrender ourselves tonight, Father. We surrender to your will and to your ways and to your works. However you want to do things, this is how we'll do things. Whatever you want to say, that's what we're here to hear, Father. Whatever instruction you give us, that's what we will do, Father. All your will, not our will, but thy will be done. Thy will be done on the inside and all around us, Father. And so we just honor you right now. We thank you. We lift our hands as an act of surrender. We just surrender to you and your will. We are yielded to your plan in this place tonight. Father, this service belongs to you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. First Corinthians chapter 1. We'll do a little bit of reading tonight. And we're going to stay in the same vein with the faith, anointing, and the glory. Everybody say faith.
Anointing.
Glory. Say it again,
faith.
Anointing. Glory. One more time, say
faith.
I don't hear y'all on Zoom. Say
faith.
I know y'all be hollering in y'all house. I already know what time it is. Say
faith.
Anointing. And glory. Now it gives us a pathway to God's will. All right, and I thank God for Apostle. Thank God for having an apostle to reveal, to hear from the Father, to be able to reveal to us the proper way to see things. For the longest, and I heard Leroy Jr. say Sunday, for the longest we thought the glory was smoke. So you're trying to get off in the spirit so you can see some smoke in the room. Come on, y'all been there before, amen. I wasn't by myself doing like that, trying to close my eyes and pray in tongues and look around, couldn't see if I could see the glory. Y'all know what time it is, I already know. You was looking for the glory when you came as the glory. You ever heard the old statement, looking for love in all the wrong places? You ever heard that before? Yeah, looking for the glory in all the wrong places. You looked at the glory this morning when you looked in the mirror. It's a glorious thing. It's a glorious thing. You may have forgotten already. You may have forgotten because life got monotone and life got normal. Somebody told you was regular. And then, you know, they told you that you needed to clap to feel special. You might, but it's a glorious thing for a sperm and an egg to come together and make you. Yes. How? Scripture says that we still don't know how the baby formed in the womb. Science tries to keep up and tries to explain what's happening, but how did it happen? You understand what I'm saying? Science, they can't make it happen. They've been trying to make it happen for years. It's a glorious thing. Everybody say a glorious thing.
It's a glorious thing.
Come on, say, I am a glorious thing. But see, if you're distracted, you don't realize the miracle that you are. You don't realize that the glory that you're walking in already all day long is right there with you. You don't realize it because you're distracted. Because somebody told you it was somewhere else. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
I said somebody told you the glory was somewhere else. It was coming from somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I can do some reading. I'm going to read my... we're going to talk about manifesting heaven tonight. Everybody say manifesting heaven.
Manifesting heaven.
Come on, say it again. Say manifesting heaven.
Manifesting heaven.
Now, I'm going to do some reading in Corinthians in a minute, and Paul says some profound things, but the things that God wants to do in this system and to uproot this world system and the wisdom of this world, he cannot uproot the wisdom of the world without you.
Right.
And without I. Yeah. There will be something that will be seen in you and I. Everybody say glory. There will be something that will be seen in you and I that will be proof that God is who he is.
Yes.
The witnessing gonna get easy.
Yes.
Right? You ever witnessed somebody you had to talk to them for a long time? Come on, everybody, come on. A long time. And then they say, well, I don't know. They say, well, and you just give them another scripture. They say, I don't know. Give them another scripture, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes when you just show up and the glory on you, they're going to ask you what's on you.
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Like in the church, say, can I get an amen?
Amen.
When you show up, the glory, they see the glory walk in the room when you walk in the room. Everybody say manifest in heaven.
Manifest in heaven.
Watch this. Most of us are maintaining until heaven instead of manifesting it now.
Yes.
I'll say it again. Most of us, we've been taught that way. We've been taught, the old church taught us that way. Hold on till Jesus come back. Hold on. Come on, y'all know it. Hold on till we get there. Keep your life right till you, so you can get to heaven. Don't let it. He going to come in the middle of the night. Are you going to be ready? So now we fighting to maintain our holiness. And we're trying to maintain until heaven, like heaven is somewhere else.
Yeah.
Everybody say manifesting heaven.
Manifesting.
We're going to change it there. Say manifesting heaven now.
Manifesting heaven now.
Not tomorrow.
Not
tomorrow. Not at the next meeting.
No.
Not the next service and the conference.
No.
When?
Now.
Now faith is. Most of it maintaining until heaven instead of manifesting it. Here's another line. There is nothing that man has made that compares to the creation of God.
Amen.
And we're going to read in a minute. You hadn't seen it yet. We haven't seen it. Man is trying to create all kind of stuff. And nothing compares to his creation. Now remember now, when I say his creation, I'm including you.
Yes.
Say it's me. I'm God's creation.
Yes.
Come on, say, I am
God's creation.
And man hasn't made anything to compare to that yet. Now they try to make you feel like you're out. Like you're losing out, like you're missing out. Like you need something. It kind of feels like that tree in the Garden of Eden. He said, oh, you'll be just like God. Fool, I am like God already. He breathed in me and made me a living soul in his image and his likeness. But if I can get you to believe, then I can get you to reach. And if I can get you to reach, you never know what you're holding. If I can get you to reach for something else, you never realize what you're holding already. You're already holding God. Say, I'm already holding God. My body is the temple. Y'all know, come on, y'all know these scriptures, right? Your body is the temple of who? Yeah. See, so my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and I'm containing God. So I can't go nowhere without God. God is omnipresent. Yeah, he all out here. But he omnipresent because wherever you are, he is. Wherever you're present, God is present. Say, wherever I'm present. Come on, say it. Wherever I'm present, God is present. This is the presence of God.
Glory
to God. Glory to God.
We got to change the way that we think about it. We're waiting for something else to manifest. No. I'm walking in as the manifested presence of God. When I go to bed tonight, it's the presence of God. When I wake up in the morning, it's the presence of God. When I go to the restroom and I leave out the restroom, when I go to work, when I go to the job, when I'm in my car and I don't even feel like it's the presence of God, it's the presence of God right there. I'm not moved by how I feel. I'm only moved by what I believe. My deep-seated conviction. My deep-seated conviction is that the presence of God is walking with me.
Yes.
Say it, the presence of God, is walking with me.
Hallelujah.
Nothing that man has made that compares to the creation of God. So sometimes we can be chasing things that are less than us. I'll say it again. We're going to read another scripture and say all these things. Should be added, huh? But we've been conditioned to chase the things that are less than us. You see it, huh?
Yeah.
You see the trick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Condition. Those things should be looking for you. The whole creature. He said the creation is waiting for the manifestation of the. The what? The manifesting heaven. The manifesting heaven. The manifesting heaven. The manifesting heaven. When? Now. The whole creature, the whole creation is waiting for the manifestation. So could you be running in the wrong direction? Could you be running after that thing and that thing should be running after you? Yeah. Do y'all, I heard it the other day, we were singing a song. It says, goodness and mercy shall follow me.
Right.
I'm not going trying to get no goodness and mercy. I'm not yearning or reaching for goodness and mercy. So goodness and mercy gonna follow. I must be somebody if it's following me. We always trying to move towards goodness and mercy. Y'all see how it's flipped? See, the polarity is flipped. The polarity. See, our magnet is flipped in the wrong direction. The pull of God is flipped in the wrong direction. Yeah. The pull of God. The magnetic pull of God is flipped in the wrong direction. And so when a magnet, you ever put two magnets together? If it's flipped the wrong way, it'll begin to repel.
Right.
So sometimes that's why the people are repelled from the church. Because the magnet is flipped in the wrong direction. If I keep seeing you in need, what I need you for? If I keep seeing you in turmoil, then how you gonna, this Jesus, you already over here, Jesus? How you gonna get the twig out of somebody else's eye?
That's it, you got it.
Come on, everybody make the big eyes. You know? How you gonna get the twig out of somebody else's eye and you got a plank?
Right.
Yes, sir.
You say, well, how I get the reason, see, we talk about people outside of here like they don't know something. But the reason it's a plank in your eyes is because it's a bigger block. Because you should be seeing the truth.
Exactly.
But the fake truth that you're living by is a bigger plank in your eye.
Yes.
I had to get there. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. I'm going to do a little reading. We lowballing God. We undervaluing who God is in us. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
And I want to say it again. We are undervaluing who God is in us. Right? It is, God is within me. Say it.
God is within.
Now God is, I'm going to say it again. I want to say it because we move by a lot of emotion. God is within us, whether we feel it or not. You never hear the scripture says, and Jesus felt the Spirit of God, and then he spit in the dirt, and then he put in the man. Oh, Jesus spit in the dirt.
That's right.
Ain't no smoke, no song.
Come on.
Just movement, just the glory of God. Y'all hear me? Yes. Just the glory of God. We got to retool. Everybody say retool.
Retool.
Come on, say retool.
Retool.
Sometimes we got to unlearn to learn. Sometimes our unlearning is the revelation. Sometimes there are things that need to the wires are too wound up in there. We got to unwind the wires in our mind. We got too many things that are scattered. And it's scattering the glory that we are. Are y'all seeing me? Everybody say retool.
Retool.
Watch this. Even if you feel it. Even if you feel it or you don't feel it. Yeah, I like to feel God. How many of y'all like to feel? I like to feel the Holy Spirit. I like to feel it. But even if you don't feel it, it's the same power.
Yeah.
And your faith says, whether I feel it or not, it is what God said it is. I am who God says I am. Whether I feel it or not, and we don't feel it all the time, do we? We don't feel you're not hot all the time either. You're not cold all the time either. Sometimes your feelings change with the thermostat. But if you become the thermostat, you start changing the way everything feels. Sometimes you don't feel it and you let the truth make you feel different. Change your feelings. Your feelings are not who you are. Are y'all hearing me online? Your feelings are not who you are. You change your feelings. You change your feelings by the truth. I don't care. Listen, I'm going to say it loud. I don't care how you feel. How you feel is of no consequence. The only thing that matters is the truth. Manifesting heaven now. Say it.
Manifesting heaven now.
Now, we're going to see the faith anointed in glory in what I'm about to read. And we're going to put some. Verse 17. And I got to read. Paul's talking. He's talking to the church of Corinth. And he's telling them, y'all been against each other. Y'all need to be unified. And he said, I'm glad I ain't baptized none of y'all. That's what Paul said, because y'all would have said I was baptizing y'all. Would have made it about me baptizing y'all. Verse 17. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with the wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none. In fact, I said, well, preach the gospel, but not with the wisdom of words. He's trying to say something. It just ain't in my talk. It just ain't in. I got to get to the point where I'm no longer quoting scriptures at the situation, but I'm speaking to it. No. That I'm no longer throwing, I'm throwing scriptures. Y'all know y'all throw them scriptures at this situation. Y'all know y'all start rattling them off. We rattle them off. You know, the Bible says, I know the Bible I know, but who are you? Wow. Y'all remember the seven sons of Jesus I know. Paul know, but who are you? Yeah. Jesus. The enemy didn't read the Bible already. He probably read it more than you. Now what? He gonna quote it right back to you. You give a scripture, he gonna give a scripture. You give a scripture, your circumstance give a scripture right back. Well, who's gonna win this tug of war? The word made flesh and dwelt among us. It's no longer that I'm throwing these scripture arrows at things, but I'm saying it to it and it moves. It listens to me because it knows that the glory of God is within me. You hear me, Amy? You hear me? It knows that the glory of God is within me, so when I speak, it moves. Amen. Let there be light, and there was, just like that. Yeah. Just like we believe that, don't we? Yeah. We believe that, don't we? Go there with Genesis chapter 1. We let there be light, what? And there was. So whatever you say, and there was. Yeah. Everybody say, and there was. Yeah. Come on, say it again. Say, and there was. Yeah. One more time, say, and there was. Yeah. Now you got to be mindful of what you're saying, because and there was. Sometimes we got to be quiet. Not be saying all the things that we think is, because and there was. You get it? Sometimes we repeat offending the situation in our lives because we're repeating the situation. And there was. verse 18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. But how is he going to destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent? Is God going to do something outside of us to do that? Is that what he's expecting? We're expecting God to do something over there. And then we're going to be like, look, I told you. No. The way that he's going to destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent is through the foolishness of the cross through us.
Yes, sir.
What's the foolishness of the cross? The foolishness of the cross is that, watch out, what's the foolishness? Can I show y'all the foolishness of the cross? The foolishness of the cross is that Jesus has all power in his hand, can call legions of angels to come down and shut everything down, has been healing the sick, raising the dead, but then volunteer his life to die.
Yes, sir.
That's some foolishness. Well, if I ask you to do it, boy, you a fool. Yeah, you give up everything you got right now. Rich and ruler. Ooh, get tight. Give up everything you got right now. Go sell it all, give it and come over here and follow. I don't know. That's the Lord. That sounds kind of crazy because that don't go with the wisdom of the wise. And bring to nothing to understand the foolish of the cross, to be on top of the world, to be on top of things, to manifest in things, to have everything at the hand, but then willingly give my life to die.
Yes.
Yeah. Expecting to get up. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah.
Now we take it normal because we've been in church a long time. Y'all know that. We take it normal because we've been y'all done watched the Passion of the Christ and stuff. And Easter, we done had several Easters. Right? And so we take it normal, but that ain't normal. That ain't normal for a man to I don't want to use the word quit, but to relinquish his position at his peak.
Right.
He said the peak of performance.
Yeah.
This is it. This is the peak. And then he said, all right, cool, I'm out of here. That's why he had to tell Peter to get behind me, Satan. Because Peter didn't understand it. Peter was trying to get on up, go on, get promoted.
Yes, sir.
No. I came to die. I came here to give life. And don't worry about it, because on the third day, I'm going to take it up again. That sounds crazy for a man to tell you that. Foolishness of the cross.
Yes.
But you understand that the power is in the dying.
Yes, sir.
That's foolishness.
Yeah.
Look at your neighbor and tell him, that's foolishness.
That's foolishness.
Yeah, I know it's foolishness, because y'all fighting to live right now. Yeah, the power is in the dying.
Yeah.
Because there can be no resurrection without a death.
Yeah. Amen.
Die to your ideas. Uh-huh. Die to the ways that you've been doing things.
Yeah.
Die to those prayers that you've been praying.
Yeah.
Die to your fear, die to your anxiety, die to the depression, die to your worry, die to your confusion, right? Right, right? Die to the distraction. To die to all these things causes a resurrection of focus, a resurrection of flow. Are y'all understanding me? But there cannot be a resurrection without a foolishness. But this is God's way. What? This is God's way. So we can't make another way because this is God's way. Remember Jesus says, I'm the way?
Yes.
See, people ain't know what he's talking about. They thought they could say that prayer and then get a ticket into heaven. No. No, I'm the way to die.
Glory to God.
That's good. No, I'm the way. No man coming to the Father. That's not talking about a flight to heaven. That's talking about you can't even function like the Father wants you to function until you go this way. This is the way. I am the way to go. And the way that I go, you know.
Amen.
That's what Jesus is talking about. And the way you know, right? Right? The way you know. You got to go through this.
Yes.
You can't skip.
Yes.
Your tongues will not skip you. Your worship will not skip you. Your falling out of the Spirit is not gonna skip you. You're gonna fall out of the Spirit. You know what you gotta get up and do? Die.
Yeah.
You gotta give it up. You gotta give it up. You gotta get up. You know what you gotta do? You gotta deny yourself. Everybody say, deny myself.
Deny.
Come on, say it. Say it strong. Say, deny myself.
Deny.
Yeah. You can't follow Christ without denial. He says, watch this. He says, I gotta read, y'all. He said, if any man come after me, this is Jesus, right? He said, let him deny himself.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that if I don't deny myself, I can't follow Jesus? Are you telling me that I can think that I'm born again, I'm saved, I'm part of the church and everything, but unless I deny myself, I can't follow.
Right.
Y'all know me, I like that Deny Yourself Conference 2024. You know I like that. You ain't never gonna hear it in your life. You're never gonna hear it. You might hear it, but you never hear nobody, because that ain't pretty. Breakthrough Conference, Overflow Conference, Going Up Yonder Conference. No, deny yourself, come. Lose your life. Anybody try to save it, gonna lose it. Now, Jesus is giving us cheat code. It ain't really cheat code, it's decode. But if you hear me, if you hear what he's saying, then you can be who he says that you are.
Yes.
You know, Jesus say, seeing but they don't see? You can read it and still go another way. Where is the wise? Verse 20. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of the world? Hath God not made the foolishness of the wisdom of the world? These questions. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. They ain't knowing. They had wisdom, but they ain't knowing. Wow. Y'all hear me? Now, this will preach itself. They had wisdom, but did not know God. Sounds like the system, don't it? Sounds like the system around us. They seem like they have a lot of wisdom, but they don't know God. I can prove that they don't know God because the wisdom that they have come to naught. They have wisdom. It seems smart. It seems intelligent. It seems extravagant. It seems abundant. Yet it is not helping anybody towards eternity. When I say eternity, I'm not talking about going to heaven.
Right.
I'm talking about creating heaven here.
Yeah.
Now, say manifesting.
Manifest.
Heaven.
Now.
I want to add something to it, Darius. This title getting longer and longer. Manifesting.
Manifesting.
Y'all know what to do. Manifesting.
Manifest.
Heaven.
Here.
Now.
Now.
I want to say here because I want to make sure you know it's not somewhere else.
Right. Here.
Where is here? Wherever you are.
Yeah.
Right? When you leave here, there's going to be a new here.
Yes,
wherever you are is going to be the new here.
Yes,
you remember Abraham? He told Abraham, look around.
Yes.
Watch me. He says, look around. He said, wherever you set your feet at,
yes,
I'm going to give that to you.
Yes.
So Abraham had to understand that it wasn't about the land. He was the man. Because wherever I step, that's where it's at. Yeah. Wherever I step, that's where it's at.
Yeah.
Say it, wherever I step,
that's
where it's at.
That's where it's at.
Because that's the here, 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 that's the here. Wherever you are, in a little while, in a little while, I got about 37 minutes left on the clock, then we're going to say, all is well and you're abiding in peace. And y'all going to get in the car, right? Hopefully you get in the car. Get in the car, you can't stay here. Get in the car, and when you get in the car, heaven is there.
Yeah, amen. Because
wherever here is, heaven is.
Yeah.
Say it, wherever here is, use your fingers so you can know what I'm trying to tell you to say. Right now, I'll say, that'd be funny. I'm gonna say, yeah, use your fingers, yes. Yeah. Wherever here is, heaven is. I need you to do that. You're gonna remember this. I need you to do that. Come on. I need you to do this because when you do this, there's something that clicks in your mind. It connects, it keeps with you. Your word become flesh. You're not just saying it, but wherever here is, heaven is. And if you get real good at it, you get on your tippy toe. Whoever here is, heaven is. So wherever heaven is, hell can't be. I almost wanted to say something Apostle said ago, some Sundays ago, but I ain't brave enough to do it. He said, hell no, I did it anyway. Heaven, yes, hell no. No. Here we go. You ready? So when something comes up, you right? You ready for it? When something comes up, and it seems like hell. No. Wherever here is, heaven is.
That's good.
So hell no.
Yeah.
Is hell right there? No, it ain't over there. Cause wherever here is, whether you feel like it or not, stop being guilty. Stop letting a guilt trip make you think that heaven ain't there. Listen, the moment that there is something out of order, I don't care if it came to you out of order or you made it out of order. Right? The moment that something, we need heaven right then. So we have to realize that heaven is here now.
That's good.
Well, I made a mistake. Well, I done messed up. So heaven can't be. No, heaven is still here now, ready to eradicate your mistake. You see the tricks? See, hear me give you a trick. See, you leave out of here and say, wherever here is, heaven is. Say, wherever here is. Heaven is. Come on, say, wherever here is, heaven is. But see, you get a trick because now you done said something, you done got mad at somebody. You done said something crazy. Come on, don't get quiet up in here. Y'all know y'all be getting mad at people. Y'all know y'all said something crazy. Come on, see, at least he being on Zoom. He being honest. Ventures being honest on Zoom. Y'all know it. Raise your hand. Y'all know it. And then the conviction comes. You get to, right? Now, conviction is supposed to give you freedom. It's not supposed to hold you in a place. What do I become convicted about, though? Do I become convicted about my wrongdoing? No, because that is what it is. But I come convicted about wherever here is, heaven is. And if wherever here is, heaven is, then that is something that tried to slip in on me, but now it's out because heaven is here.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You know, in heaven ain't no more crying, ain't no more tears, ain't no more dying, ain't no more sorrow. Wherever here is. Say it, wherever here is, come on, use those fingers, wherever here is, heaven is. Watch me. It pleased God, for after that verse 21, for after, I can pose further than this right now, Lord Jesus. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Verse 22, the Jews require a sign, the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greek, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Verse 25, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. The foolishness of God is wiser than men. We cannot let the wisdom of men take over what we do.
Right.
It's happened. It didn't run rampant in church. All the ways of men, all their little strategies, all the little ways they want to do things, they're running after the trends. Why is it in the wisdom of men? The weakness of God is stronger than men. Listen. Sometimes it seems weak. Sometimes that move seems like a weak move. Be strong. No, sometimes it seems like a weak move. But that's a lot of weak stuff. Jesus was telling us in Matthew 5. That's some weak stuff, boy. They turn you on one cheek, they slap you on one cheek, turn the other. Boy, you weak.
Come on.
Blessed are the meek.
Yeah.
That sound kind of weak. As you go a mile into, if they sue you for your coat, give them your cloak also. What that means for us is, men, if he sue you for your jacket, give him your shirt too. That's all. I don't know that's a law. Y'all know how we do? I don't know that. The other cheek? God, I only got two. That sound weak. We say love your enemies. And pray to, Oh Lord. I wouldn't be me if I wouldn't say it. We need to add our enemies to one of our prayer targets. Not for service. I understand our prayer, but you the targets that you be praying at home. Mm-hmm. Add your enemies. Mm-hmm. When y'all praying in the morning, for all the things you want God to do for you. Tell him bless your enemies.
Yeah.
Oh, can I get a loud amen?
Amen.
Or can I get a louder amen?
Amen.
Sound weak though, huh? That sound weak. For the foolishness of the cross. It sound weak for them me to let them take me. Jesus said, I can call legions of angels and I'll shut all this down. If you did the numbers, and I don't do the numbers right now, if you've done the numbers of what the legions of angels is and how many people the angels could take out, it would have been the end of the world. Everybody would have died. Literally. Sound kind of weak that you got that much power. But you don't take my life, I give it. Come on, y'all. Come on. It sound the weakness of God. Yeah. It's stronger than the power. The strength of me. Listen. It sound weak. That I can call. Y'all couldn't take me if y'all wanted to take me. But yet I'm gonna give my life anyway. See the flip? See, we got the magnet flipped the wrong way. We got the magnet flipped the wrong way. And some of us gonna leave out of here and do the same thing tomorrow. We're gonna do the same stuff. We're still gonna be fighting to live, fighting to win, fighting this and fighting that, and fighting this and fighting that. Either you a victor or you not. Either it is finished or it ain't. You got to figure out which one you're going to live by.
Come on.
No. I want you to hear me. Either it is finished or it ain't.
Right.
Either it's already done and it's already paid for and it's already done or it's not. Which one you live in tomorrow? Because wherever here is, heaven is. Verse 26, for you see your calling, brethren, and how that not that many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. He's trying to tell you, see your calling now. Listen. For you see your calling. You see why you got called, right? You didn't call because you was wise.
Right.
After the flesh.
That's right.
Huh? Yes. This should encourage you.
Yes.
I know it encourages me.
Yes.
You didn't get called because you're mighty.
That's right. Yes, Lord Jesus.
You didn't get called because you're noble, because you got a special last name. They say you come from money. You come from prestigious, right? Right. Then you get called. You didn't get called because of that. But God, verse 27, has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. How he did that with you?
Come on.
Y'all hear what he's saying? That's what they're going to say. Now, how in the world? I've been out here doing all these deals, making all these calls, talking to all these people, pulling all these scams, doing all these tricks, taking all these courses. And God gonna do it with you. God has chosen.
Yeah.
Say, God has chosen. Come on, say, but God has chosen. That means God has chosen. I'm going to break this down. You got to break it down. See, you read the Bible like this, it get real good. If you break it down a little bit. See, you watch, slow down. Say, God has chosen. That sounds like something. What does it mean when you choose something? That means you made a conscious decision to choose this and not that. You have chosen. You have a conviction. This is what you have decided to do. For God has chosen. That means God looking for the foolish.
That's right.
Looking for the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak thing. I'm a weak thing. I'm a weak thing. Y'all better say it up in here. I'm a weak thing. Oh, y'all want to say that one, huh? Yeah, I'm a weak thing. Weak thing. You don't tell you realize you can't be chosen. I'm a weak thing.
I'm a weak thing.
Confound the things of the mighty. Maybe your confession has been wrong. Maybe my confession has been praying, trying to be strong. Come on, y'all. Come on. Amen. Amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Maybe they've been wrong, Killers. Maybe they've been wrong. Maybe my confession has been wrong. And maybe what I should have been acknowledging to God is that, you know what, God, I know you know already, but I'm just acknowledging you so you know that I know that I'm weak.
Yeah.
I want you to know that I know that I'm weak. I don't ever want you to think that I'm walking out here strong enough without you.
Right.
So I need you to know. Yeah. When y'all wake up in a God, I wake up, I crust in the eyes. Look, hold on, God. I need, hold on. Look, hold on, God. I need you to know
yes.
that I'm weak
yes.
without you.
Yes.
I need you to understand that I can't do a thing without you. I realize that my eyes are open now because you opened them.
Yes.
And my acknowledgement of my weakness gives me access to the strength of God on the inside of me. But if I'm trying to be strong, I don't have access to the strength of God in me.
That's right.
The strength, watch this. The strength of God in me as me.
Amen.
Say, I'm the strength of God.
I'm
say it loud. Say, I am the strength
I'm
of God.
I'm the strength of God.
Glory
yes,
to God.
I'm the strength
good.
Of God.
Verse 28, in the base things of the world, the things which are despised, hath God chosen. What is he talking about? Yeah, and the things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are. It's manifesting.
Right.
Everybody say manifesting.
Manifest.
Heaven. Here.
Here.
Now.
Now.
Where?
Here.
Where?
Here.
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 Come on, use your fingers here.
Here.
Now.
Now.
I want you to use your fingers, and when you're pointing here, I want it to reach some part of your body here. I only your feet or whatever, but I need you to say here. I don't want your fingers to be pointing to the floor of where the Light Christian Center. Then you think manifestation in heaven here now in service on Sundays, on Wednesday, and that's cool too. Thank God for that. When we come together, it's a wonderful place. Amen. But God is also manifesting. In the flame, Shadrach, Meshach, and in the middle of the flame, heaven is
here.
In the middle of the lines, then, heaven is
here.
Now. Verse 29, I love it. I love it. Oh, come on, somebody say, I love it.
I love it.
Verse 29, y'all read it. Ready, read.
That no flesh
should glory
in his presence.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Because I acknowledge my weakness.
Yes.
Yeah. Y'all realize God is holding this thing together. The world been rotating since you've been here.
Amen.
Amen, right? The earth has been rotating since you've been here. Do y'all know that we are inches, centimeters, whatever it is, away from burning everything up?
That's right.
Or freezing, depending on how far we are from the sun? You can't do nothing about it if you wanted to. There was nothing that you have done to keep the world spin on the axis. That gravity that's holding you in your chair right now, it is the glory of God. There is nothing that is out of your control. There is nothing that you could do or have done to change how that goes. Everybody breathe in. Come on. Everybody breathe in. There's nothing that you can do to create. There ain't nobody creating more air. In the beginning, God turned the air on and he never turned it off. He never turned it off. He never turned the little knob and turned the air off. No, the air always flowing. Everybody say the air always flowing. Come on, say the oxygen is flowing. Whoa, say the oxygen is flowing. He never turned it off. So I got to acknowledge my weakness in this moment. That ain't my air in the first place. It's your breath in our lungs. Y'all know that song? So we pour out our praise. You better open up your mouth. Because ain't nothing you could have done. And we do a lot of things to be somebody. We do a lot of stuff, y'all. I know we do a lot of stuff to have some kind of, but nothing. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing. Nothing. You ain't nothing. I'm going to say it again so you believe it in your heart and your spirit. You ain't nothing. When I can recognize this, then I realize I have everything. I ain't nothing without it. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory, where?
In the Lord.
In the Lord. There's some things that you prayed about that didn't come to pass because you'd have got the glory. You would have, watch this, and we're going to go somewhere in a second. We would have traced it to our prayers. And we would have said, because we prayed.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all know it. Everybody say amen. Say it loud, say amen.
Amen.
Watch it. You traced your faith. You did that. Y'all done it before. Come on, say I repent. Come on, go ahead and say, I repent. God, look what I did. I sowed that seed, and that seed came. Yeah, you did it, but who gave you the seed? Who makes seeds multiply in the first place? Okay, stop it. Could you please stop taking the credit? Let no glory in the flesh. He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Any glory outside of the Lord is a devil. Ain't nothing. Chapter 2, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Verse 2, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him. Question, have we made that determination? How much you know? Preaching, this ain't nothing, right? Come on, that's the beginning. But how much you know? How much stuff you know that you be doing? You already know how this goes. I ain't got to pray about this one. I already know how to do that. I don't need no, my little niece said, I'm almost 5, and I don't need all that doggone help. I'm 5 now, so I don't need no more doggone help than people trying to help me all the time. I don't need no help. And then ask me, what this spell? I'm sitting there, well, I thought you ain't need no help. No, but I can't read that. I was like, oh, okay. But you know, for I determined, what does that mean? That I made it a point. I focused on this. I made it a point. I put my effort in that direction. I made a concentrated effort and point, and I've determined myself not to know anything among you. Save Jesus, or accept Jesus Christ. Well, hold on, what's the other one? What's the last part? Now, in the cheat code, I'm telling you. Now, Jesus is telling you how to have, watch this. Jesus teaches us how to have peak profitability. Yeah, how to function at your peak. Don't let the system teach you. The school ain't got it.
No.
Go to school, please. Just go to school. Get it. I get it. I'm not trying to tell you don't go to school.
Yeah.
Lord, for somebody say I told you don't go to school. But they ain't got it. Jesus got it.
Right.
Not the religious fake Jesus they told you.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Jesus that tells you deny yourself.
Yes.
Save Jesus. I determine. How you determine not to know something? And I was with you in weakness, the same weakness we're talking about, and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech, listen, and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Read the rest of that. Read. But in the demonstration of the Spirit and of
power.
That's good.
So now we're not talking about this no more. We're not just reading some good scriptures to you. Or having a good conversation. Or having a good go-to talk that you're talking. No. Demonstration of the Spirit
and power.
Everybody say and power.
And power.
Verse 5, why? Verse 5, why? That your faith, anointing, and glory. Faith, anointing, and glory. Everybody say faith, anointing, and glory.
Faith,
anointing, and glory. Watch this, faith, anointing, and glory. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the, now you see the faith and anointing right there. Faith, the power, anointing. Yeah, you see both of them right there. That your faith should not stand in the, but your faith, watch this. Oh, Lord, thank you. That your faith will stand in the power.
Yeah.
Where's your faith standing?
In the power.
No. Don't tell me your faith. That's your faith confession right there. I'm actually reality right now. Where is your faith standing now? You hear me? Because see, sometimes our faith is standing somewhere else other than the power of God, right? Apostle, and I'm getting ahead of myself. It doesn't even matter. Apostle asked a question, and he says, he was with some ministers. He said, what y'all think about that faith, anointing, and glory? And I was sitting there, I was thinking, other people was talking, and I had a couple minutes to get my answer together, you know, because the apostle asked you something, you got to, what I'm about to say, you know what I'm saying? So I said, and I'm sitting there, and I just started looking up, and I said, I believe, here we go, you ready? That we've been using our faith and our anointing for what we think the glory looks like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've been trying to use our faith and the anointing for what we think the glory is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or watch this, for what is glorious to us.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got your faith confession out for fill in the blank. You got your faith confession out for fill in the blank, whatever that thing is, when your faith was supposed to be standing in the power to recognize the glory.
Yeah.
Wow.
Your faith, the anointing. Everybody say the anointing.
The anointing.
Remember Jesus healed that blind man? He spit in the dirt. They say there's something. It's funny. He said this. He said he spit in the dirt. He made spittle, and then he said he's anointed his eyes. The anointing means you smear. Something on it. I don't want to be not spiritual, but make sure you keep oil in your car. Or we need an oil change. Because it's anointing them gears to stop scratching. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. Hold on. The anointing. You look at the word the anointing, when you anoint, I hope you put on lotion. If you put on lotion today, you anointed them knees. Rebuke that ash in the name of Jesus. Anoint them knees, all right? Watch it. It means to rub something on, to smear, to pour it on, right? Now, the anointing is the enablement to function in whatever's next. The gear don't need no oil unless it's functioning in the engine. Watch me. Watch the glory. Everybody say the glory. But see, the faith is standing in the anointing to be able to yield to the glory. But we've been using the faith and the anointing for this whack story that we got. Oh, I don't know if I'm gonna have time. Then all these things shall be added unto you, but you've been using the faith for the thing.
Yeah.
when the thing looking for you. I can't see you because you keep asking for me. That's what the thing say. The thing say, I don't even recognize you. You up here begging for me. I don't even recognize you. They told me that when I saw you, you was going to be pulling me towards you.
Come on.
Yeah. The thing get there to your door and be like, and you, they heard you at the door when they got there. The thing pull up to your door and got hurt and listen, look through the window and see you throwing all over the place and hollering and you got the confessions on the wall and on the mirror and everything. And then he heard it at the door. You say, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That just come through and he say, oh, this can't be the house. Because they should have known I was coming. Right. Money, come. They should have known I was coming.
Uh-huh. Yeah, wow. Yes, sir.
That your faith should not stand. Once again, I'm asking you, where's your faith standing? Right, your faith can equal your function. Watch this. Your faith can equal, I heard what Jesus said. Your faith can equal your assignment. Where is it standing? Your faith is your function. Where is it standing? Where is your function standing? In the wisdom of men, but are in the power of God. Now you can tell because is it easy or is it difficult? Because if it's hard, it's not standing in the power of God. My yoke is
easy.
All right, we've been misused. Mark 11. Okay, I'm gonna get over there quick. Mark 11. No. I'm gonna go over there. Hold on. Let me finish reading this. How be the Spirit speak wisdom among them our purpose? I'm still in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Y'all can turn back. Verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, even the hidden wisdom that God ordained before the world until. Wait, what? What? But we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, even the hidden wisdom was God ordained before the world. What? To whose glory?
Our.
Come on, say our. It's like our Father who art in heaven. Our glory. Say our glory.
Our.
Now you look at it, you say glory. You look at the definition of glory. It's an opinion. It's a judgment. It's a viewpoint. I mean, God hid the wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our viewpoint. Not only the way that we see things, but the way that we're seeing.
Yeah.
He's already set us up to be seen a certain way.
Yeah.
We've been putting the wrong clothes on. You remember David out there, he go to the Goliath and Saul tried to put the armor on him? He said, no, I can't wear this because this ain't how I kill the lions or the bears.
Yeah.
It's the wrong clothes. We're going out dressed the wrong way.
Yeah.
We dress with man's wisdom. And I don't want the glory. Which none of, verse 8, none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, remember now he said, ordained before the world to our glory, for which the, none of the princes of the world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of.
Oh,
verse 9, you read it. Ready, read.
As it is written, eye has not
seen, nor it heard, neither have entered to the heart of man, sound like the glory. The things was God. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered to the heart of man, the thing which God has prepared for them that love him. Sounds beyond me. But God has, who revealed him?
God
has revealed him unto us by what? His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man? Say the spirit of the man which is in him.
Yes.
Even spirit of the man that is in him. A man don't know nothing but what but the man that know him in him.
Yeah.
Like you know who you are.
Yeah.
Don't nobody know you like you.
Right.
That's what he's trying to say right there. Don't nobody know you like you. Somebody can get to know you. They can have been around you for a long time and know your attributes. But don't nobody know you
like me.
Besides God.
Yeah.
Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Everybody say the Spirit of God is within me. And if the Spirit of God is within me, then I know all things. But I got to yield to the Spirit of God. Now we have not received the spirit of the world. Y'all heard that, huh? Did y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
We didn't receive the spirit of the world. The world didn't breathe in us and we became a living soul.
Yeah.
The word spirit means breath.
Right.
It means pneuma. Pneuma means breath. It means a wind.
Yeah.
That means the spirit was implanted in you when God breathed in the man, and man becomes a living soul. So we didn't receive the spirit of the world. The world didn't breathe into me and I became a living soul. The world is trying to breathe on me and trying to take over my soul.
Right.
Trying to get in my soul and use my soul, because it knows if it can get my soul, it get my hands. And if it can get my hands, it get my pockets. And if it get my pockets, it get everything and all the power that's in me, it can use it against me. What profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Lord have mercy. Now we have not received the spirit of the word, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given us, which things we also speak, not in the world, where man's wisdom teaches, but in the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things to spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man.
Yes, sir.
For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. I got a Mark 11. Listen, watch this. Mark 11, you can flip over to Mark 11, 22. It says, have faith. It's really a few little words. Jesus is talking to me, says, have faith in God. All right, now give you a little context of the story. He's going over there. He's about to tear it up in the temple because they're messing up. But on his way, he wants some figs. He's hungry. The tree ain't supplied no figs. But when Jesus pull up, you're supposed to supply the figs. The tree didn't supply the figs. So he say, okay, whatever you are right now, that's what you're going to be. I curse you. You ain't bearing no fruit, so you'll never bear fruit. When I pulled up, you should have been bearing fruit. But you ain't going to bear no fruit, so you'll never bear fruit. And he cursed the tree and they leave. Tree don't wither up right then. Jesus go in there, flip over tables. Tell them they're crazy. Go ham in the temple. In the evening, he leaves, right? When he get back, the tree withered up.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, in the name, oh, hallelujah. The disciples said, hallelujah. What you said happened, Jesus. What you thought was going to happen? What you said was going to happen? And I guess Jesus, and I love the response. They say, oh, look. Y'all know how we do. Come on, y'all. Look, Jesus. The tree withered up like you said. Jesus says, have faith in God. Right? Then he says, verily I say to you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into sea, shall not doubt in his heart. But believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have, so whatsoever he said. Verily I say to you, what things soever you desire, when you, I can quote him right now, because that was my Bible scripture when I was a kid. Well, yeah, Mark 11, 23 and 24, boy, I had to quote that thing. Verily I say to you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Now, that ain't just talking about anything you want. Right? I don't have time to get there, but there's a certain way we're supposed to be praying. But have faith where?
In God.
Okay, so it don't say have faith in God blessing you. Or it didn't say that, huh? It just stopped with God, huh?
Oh.
Have faith in God healing me. It don't say that, huh? It say have faith where? Have faith in God delivering me. Don't say that, do it, huh? It says, have faith where?
In God.
Faith, anointing, and glory. You'll have your faith in. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
Have your faith in. Now, many times our faith is in God, and then we add stuff on to it. But does not your Father know what you have need of before you ask him?
Right.
That's over there in Matthew 6, and that's what I really wanted to go. Your Father already knows what you have need of before you ask him.
Yeah.
He already got it. He already know what's up.
Yes.
Right. He knew what's up. He knew what's up before it got what's up.
Right.
Like before it was up, he knew what was up.
Yes.
Y'all got it?
Yes.
So your Father already know what you need before you ask him.
Yes.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
So my prayers are a little different now. Because
yes.
If he already know, then I don't have to ask for that. Because
right.
He already know.
Yes, sir.
So when you pray like this.
Yes.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Yes.
Thy kingdom come.
Yes.
Thy will be done. Not what my idea of the kingdom is.
Yes.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. Give us this day our daily bread. Is daily bread not enough for you? We don't be trusting God like we think we trust him. And forgive us our debts, and forgive our debts. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom. Watch this. I'm about to show you the faith, anointing, and glory. You ready in the Lord's Prayer? Can I show it to you in the Lord's Prayer? For thine is the kingdom, faith, and the power, the anointing, and the glory. forever. Y'all see it?
Yeah.
Come on, do y'all see it? I ain't got time to go in it. I wanted to go in it, but I just, God do like he won't do. Amen. But dying is the kingdom. It's God's way of doing things. This is faith.
Yes.
This is the power and the endowment to do that thing, and it'll stand in the glory. Watch me. Eye has not seen. The glory is in a place that you just can't walk in. Now faith. Finish it. The things hoped for. Yeah. And the evidence of what?
Things
not seen. That means you ain't seen it.
Right.
You're hoping for it, but you ain't seen it. I'm hoping for it, but I ain't seen it.
Yeah.
Right? That don't mean you ain't seen that particular thing you're praying for, but you ain't really seen what God really want to do.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody done seen it yet.
Yeah.
Y'all got it? So my faith is allowing my eyes to be anointed. To yield to the glory, because I need faith and anointing to yield to the glory. I don't need to stop my faith and anointing for these mundane things that are supposed to be coming to me.
Yeah.
These mundane things that are supposed to be listening to what I say. I should be saying to it, and it should be listening to what I don't waste my faith on something that is unto me. My faith is standing in the anointing and the power of God to recognize the glory that God is going to do. Watch this. Watch this. The glory that God is working in me and through me.
Yes, sir.
And all around me.
Yes.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
When Jesus says, when you pray after this manner, he meant this is enough. All the other ones you got, that's cool, but this is enough. Thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory.
Right.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done well. In earth as it is in heaven. Oh, that's enough. Get that and it'll change your mind. Stick to that one, it'll change your mind. It'll change your function.
Yeah.
Amen.